Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hoff is off today. Why is he off on a Tuesday?
You have any idea? I saw.
What? You saw what?
Little video posting.
I did not see this.
You didn't see it?
No, I was just outside talking to Izzo for a little bit. I did not see this.
He is, I don't know, maybe the Mets are going to sign him. He's out there taking BP with Evan at Citi Field right now.
I legit did not see this. This just came up here?
I just saw it. Evan posted something.
I knew he was off, and I knew I wanted to get into it because we're supposed to do the Perfect Parlay Picks recap. We had to do it yesterday because he was off today, and obviously he hit his.
Go to Evan's X count.
I'm not seeing this now. Evan Roberts, social media. Okay. Unmute. Let's see. Yeah. No, just kidding.
About 43 minutes ago there. Would you say unmute?
Yeah.
Unmute Evan.
Hoff skipped work today. This is 43 minutes ago. Hoff skipped work today to take BP. What are they doing?
I don't know. I guess they're taking BP. Well, you know as much as me.
I do feel, however, I got pressured into I'm not getting in the outfield.
Oh, dude, he's at Citi Field with Evan.
Yeah.
Taking BP?
Looking at him.
He took off of work to do that?
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of ship are we running around here? Dove, when you were out, didn't you have, like, vacations?
Yeah. He's allowed days off. He has an opportunity to hit the ball on Citi Field grass. You gonna take it away from him?
I want to see the video.
I'm not gonna take it away from him. I was legit asking why he was out. I did not know that he was. Did you know this, Rami? Am I the only one who was not aware?
I had no idea that this was why he was out. No.
And Rami's filling in for Hoff, of course, today. I don't know if that's an acceptable excuse, though. I mean, everybody's got days, sure. If I took, like, I couldn't take off to do that movie set thing or whatever, the TV show a week ago.
You going back this week, by the way?
Nobody's asked me, so probably not. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
But in a 23-hour day, basically.
Yeah. I did it because I want the opportunity. But
I got you.
And, dude, you
know. Well, Hoff wants his opportunity to maybe bat behind Soto.
You don't think, like, I'd be lying to you, when I'm sitting in the truck on set waiting to get called to go do the scene.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, you don't think, like, a part of me was like, dude, I need to go home and go to sleep.
Maybe sure. BT solo thing. Yeah.
But there was another part of me that's like, suck it up. And like you said, my dad would be saying, no, come on, dude. You got to do this. This is work.
Yeah.
It's football season. Like, not that you can't survive without me for a day, but you know how it is around here. Like, we got to come.
No,
to
we
work.
Don't take off during the fall.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing a show, I think it's a little different if you're on the air.
Okay, so my point is, I'm not taking off, even if it's something that, like, dude, I can't. 2 hours sleep, I got through the 4-hour show. He's taking off to go take swings at Citi Field?
I
got
to see these swings. Does he get one to the grass? In the outfield.
Is Evan swinging as well?
Well, that should be worse.
His swings have been feeble.
Evan is really the worst athlete here.
You think Hoff can swing?
I would think that. Now, he played hockey growing up.
He looks more like a lineman to me than a baseball player. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. Or an older defenseman from the NHL. I'll put it this way. Which ball do I think is going further? It's got to be Hoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. Evan's going to hit a 13 hopper.
Hoff doesn't
look
athletic.
That dies before it gets to the outfield grass.
Yeah, I've played baseball before with Evan. Have you ever played with him?
No, wait. When did you play with him?
Many years ago.
Not Twitter baseball.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, he used
God
to do
almighty.
That. Actually, I don't even know if I played. I might have been out there like umpiring or something. I don't recall playing.
All right,
but
all right.
I remember watching him play. And we used to have a fan softball team. This is
many years
ago.
I remember that. I played on that as an intern. I know that. Okay, that was a big thing back then.
After
it was awesome.
That, the next generation, I'd say like the mid-2000s, we had a fan softball team.
Okay.
That I was playing with. Like Lou Ruffino was on it, I remember.
Okay.
Iman, some behind-the-scenes people. One of the girls here that I used to date was on. Mm. And then Evan, I'm pretty sure.
Which
Evan,
girl?
Evan also dated this girl. Anyway, so, but I remember.
Anybody else?
Keep it clean.
Keep it moving.
Well, I mean, I was good. Yeah, the mics are on. I can't. I want to tell the whole story, but
I know the whole story. It's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's just Evan. Just not.
No.
You know, he's not an athlete.
No. Remember the video of him about? No, he's definitely not about. Well, there's two videos with Evan that stick. I haven't seen videos of Hoff, so I can only react to what I think he could do. And I think if he barrels one, if he makes contact, which I think he will. I could see him, hitting one much further than Evan. But the two videos from Evan, one was during COVID. Remember, everybody was trying to find content?
Yeah.
And he was like, he was shooting hoops.
Yeah, he played a game versus me in a horse.
That was against you?
Yeah.
So you were in one location.
Yes, in my backyard, I had my Ed O'Bannon Nets jersey.
You are
I was trolling
a trip. Oh, God.
Well, he asked me to do it.
Listen, you do what you got to do. Yeah. He looked awful. But I think even worse than that, there was video from Twitter Baseball where you had to remember this. He hits a ground ball, and I guess he's running down the first base line, and it looked like he had a massive dump in his pants.
I see Evan to me. Now, look, I'm not an athlete. I know you played at college or whatever it may be, but it is sometimes funny to think, like, if you're a pro and you just happen to be out at Citi Field, you're a big, Met, whatever.
Yeah. Like a current player, you mean?
Yeah, and you're watching Evan Roberts out there. Look the way he does.
And then hearing him criticize you.
Oh, dude.
I know. But
like,
that,
that's
dude,
rich.
Even though I played, that applies to me, too.
Of course,
I mean, come on. It's the same thing for all of us. We ain't playing, but,
It applies to all of us, but there is some, there is humor in it.
You know what I mean?
I mean, now you did a show with Tiki all those years. Evan doing a show with Tiki, Gio with Boomer. I know they joke about the NARP stuff, but it is funny when you actually think about it.
We'll see the videos. We'll give you a little scout report on the swings here.
Hoff's first swing. Fly ball to right center.
I told you.
Yeah, in the gap.
I told you.
Wait, they posted this? I mean, this is ridiculous.
This 2 minutes ago.
This is ridiculous that he takes off of work to do this, so I got to be honest with you.
Is it on here? Oh, God, hold on. Let's see. All right. He's
Evan's giving the play-by-play.
I thought they had the PA. All right. All right, let's see. That one went out to, honestly, not terrible, man. Short center field? What do you mean? Let's see Evan's. Evan's not there. I promise you, Evan's not doing this.
Say that again, Rami.
He has a line drive to left a little later on.
It does. He doesn't look as bad as Evan, but is that saying anything?
No.
Check swing. He actually looks better than Volpe. One of those swings just reminded me of Volpe.
The check swing, you're an ass. Oh, God.
All right, BT and Sal, all the fans.
You ever take BP on a real field like that?
No.
You know where I'd love to?
I'd love to.
I'd like to do it at Fenway. Try to pepper the wall.
You think you could at this point with the back?
With the metal bat, yeah. Yeah. And, I was thinking maybe wood the other way. That's the other way. Metal, yes.
I don't know if I could. I like to take batting practice before I did that.
Yeah, for sure.
I know, but do you think I have it in? I got to go back to the gym and get in shape a little bit. Could I hit one out with a metal bat?
No.
You really?
Could go to the gym for the next 2 years. You ain't hitting one out.
Why not?
Hit one out?
Yeah, with a metal bat.
No, Sal.
Why not?
I'm not even sure if I can. It's hard.
Yeah, well, you're 50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You get the back issues. You know what I'm saying? I'm still
the way you say that disclaimer,
well, I
man.
Mean, it's real, no?
It is. It is.
When you were at Marist, I'm sure you
that's all I could do was hit BP home runs at Marist. Listen, the thing that I now do, and I was holding on to this for a long time, even like when I'm 45, yeah, man, I can hit one out of Yankee Stadium right field. Come on, please. I stopped saying that. I no longer verbally spew checks that my body cannot cash.
With a metal bat, you don't think...
I bang one down the right field line, maybe...
At
listen,
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, like 314 with metal. I'm just trying to be a little realistic.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to a real ball. But, you know, Yankee Stadium, I feel like I definitely could take one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you're going to hit a home run the other way.
Well, I mean,
dead center at fourth bend.
That for sure. No. But if Fenway, I pull one right down the line...
Here's the thing. Was that wrong?
You'd have an easier time pulling it around the pesky pole, no?
Well, that's what I'm saying. 314 down the pesky, a little shorter. Not sure. Maybe if I really, maybe. If the green monster, I'll meet you halfway, maybe. If the green monster's not 37, 38 feet, and if it's more conventional height, and it's the same distance away, and you got metal, maybe. Dude, it's just like with golf. You know how many guys say, I hit it 300 yards off the tee? No, you don't. No, you don't. You're not even close. Right. The way people exaggerate and over... Meanwhile, it was probably 255, which is nice.
Well,
260. It ain't three.
Here's the thing. I know I can't dunk, right? Like, I can't...
Thank you, Spud Webb.
Definitively, I cannot dunk on a regulation height rim. Like, out of the question. Never could. Unfortunately, never will be able to. I used to have dreams that I could, oddly enough. But I can't do that. You ever dunk? You used to be able to dunk?
I used to dunk a volleyball. I couldn't quite palm a basketball.
Whatever.
And I don't mean with frequency.
It's still the same feeling, though, as long as you could get it.
Yeah, okay, I could squeak it in.
But so is like, do I have to come to grips with the reality that I can't actually hit a baseball out of a major league park?
Probably should do it at this
Pace.
46 years of age.
I feel like you don't
probably
have to
time.
Be... Yeah, I don't know.
It's not even a diss. It's just the reality.
At 46, I know in my mind I'm still like in my
30s. But even 30s. If you were 36, like, now I've seen you catch a baseball, and you look better fielding than, like, put it this way. If I lined up Evan...
Wow, come
if
on.
If I'm just starting.
You'd be disrespectful.
I'm starting at the bottom of the barrel.
If I lined up
Gio... hitting. If I lined up, you know, like some of that caliber of hitters, you would have a better swing.
I guess my problem is, first of all kidding aside, like the fact that I haven't done it in literally years. Like,
well, that's why I'm trying to inject some reality into this.
Understood. But let me just dream for a second. If I did practice for a full year and was like regularly going to the cage and worked out, so I just built up my muscle a little bit, because when I was younger, I didn't have any, like, I just... didn't know what I was doing. I had no confidence, had no muscle. Now I at least would have the confidence. If I built my body to where it needs to be and I start training, just taking batting practice, I'm not talking about hitting breaking balls or anything like that.
I got you.
Straight fastballs. You don't think that there's a chance I could connect and hit? Like, what would be a normal distance for an average 45-year-old if they were okay with a bat in hand?
That played a little bit of high school, not beyond. I would say with metal?
Yeah, metal bat.
270, 290-ish.
All right, so it's close.
See, here's the thing, but even the way you think about training, it's a misread. Because you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on muscle. The way balls go far is velocity, swing speed.
Yeah. Well, I know, but
so forget about trying to pick up a 55-pound dumbbell and do over-the-shoulder presses.
I want to get in shape.
Well, but that wouldn't help you hit a baseball is what I'm saying. You look better on the beach.
No, 100%.
You got to do quick stuff. Like, you got to do explosive stuff.
Well, going to the batting cage would help.
Box jumps.
Maybe that's what Hoff's trying to do here. Maybe that's why he's taking off of work. He wants the dream of hitting one out at Citi Field. I wonder if he steps up to bat there thinking he could hit one out.
He got close.
Get the hell out of here.
See, if Hoff got close,
what do you mean
come
he got
on,
close?
Dude.
He pulled one of the last swings. He pulled down
this.
The left field line, and he kind of maybe, I mean, not close, but it's at least 300 feet to left.
All right. Is this on Evan's thing?
Is he using a metal bat or a wood bat?
It got to be metal.
You can't see from that distance.
I'll tell you, if it's wood, that's impressive. I would think it's metal, but
no
then
way,
again.
Yeah, no way
he also
wood.
Did swing and miss on a batting practice pitch, though.
But then why would they have metal at Citi unless they brought their own, which Well, you know, Hoff's oldest son is a baseball player. All right, so is this from, he might have a good medal. The last, that's, honestly.
See?
I'm looking at it.
All right, see, so if Hoff could do it, come on, dude. I could go deep.
Wait, hold on.
Don't this kill is my not, dream. I know I could horrible. Do it.
All right, here's the pitch. And it's a meatball, too, with no velocity, so he's providing all the juice. Hold on. Honestly, that's further than I thought. That's probably about 280, 290.
Okay, now that's Hoff rolling out of bed. He's doing the Rico podcast. He's traveling with
sleeping
the Giants
to do
the overnight.
Yeah. In Denver with the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably swinging a fungo on occasion with his kids.
Yeah.
I don't think Hoff is in there taking BP regularly. I firmly believe, and this is not saying like I'm some great athlete. I'm not. Like,
okay.
I firmly believe if I had... Like, from now till the start of the season.
Yeah.
And maybe I could do this at spring training if I go down there. Maybe TC could help get me on the field or whatever.
I mean,
throw
we,
me,
you know, we...
TC, throw me a
spring training's been available.
Yeah, right. I bet you I could hit one out.
You're nuts.
If Hoff could hit one 280, you don't think I could hit one 300?
Oh, but that's 40 more feet.
330?
That's 40 more feet.
All right. Well, hey, I mean, unfortunately, I'm not a lefty. Otherwise, I'd definitely be able to do
it. Here's what. How about this? How about this?
Yeah.
Before you start working out and doing the box jumps and the explosive stuff, how about we go to the sales room? I don't think there's any salespeople there today. I've got a wiffle ball. I've got a wiffle bat. Rami will record. We'll put we'll just let you get the kinks out. Let people see the swing and let them judge for themselves.
Come on. Don't
what do you mean get the hell out?
I'll do it. Ball. I mean, what? You hit one big home run in my backyard into the pool. You
think against an 8-year old. Over the pool, though. It was a bomb.
And you did trot.
I did. Because I can't sprint because everything hurts.
BT and Sal, all the fans. So no Hoff today. When we come back, we will have Bald Face Live, Bald Face Truth with Rami filling in for Hoff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.